In 2008, Nathan Dool and his wife packed up their things and moved to Saudi Arabia on journalist visas. A year later, their daughter was born in Riyadh. And then came the Arab Spring. In the midst of political convulsions and with a new infant, the family stayed in the Middle East. Dool's wife, foreign correspondent Kelly McEvers, became NPR's Baghdad bureau chief. Dool moved with their young daughter to Istanbul, then to Beirut. Nathan Dool's memoir of his time in the Middle East is titled Friday Was the Bomb. He spoke with the regular host of this program, Arun Roth.
I sat down with Nathan Dool at NPR West and began by asking him about that fateful decision to leave the States 6 years ago.
It was a moment in Saudi Arabia's history when they were opening up enough to let journalists live there, which prior to that, it was very difficult to go there at all. And it was this fascinating time to encounter this place that's so misunderstood and so difficult to visit. And at the same time, you know, Kelly gets pregnant. And so it gave us like an incredible entree to the country because it's such a family-oriented place. Mm-hmm. So it really disarmed the situation for, you know, me to be soon to be a father, her to soon to be a mother. And it allowed us to talk to people who we might not have otherwise talked to.
So I want to have you read a passage from the book. This is a description of your time in Riyadh, and specifically you were staying in the diplomatic quarter, or the DQ, I should say, so people don't think you're talking about Dairy Queen.
Definitely not Dairy Queen. Okay. A few weeks passed, and I felt more and more that I was living in a ghost town. With its wide avenues and spacious public squares, the DQ was designed to accommodate a daily stream of visitors. But this vision had been clouded by bomb attacks that Saudi extremists carried off within the city between 2003 and 2006, killing nearly 200 civilians and soldiers. Westerners fled Riyadh. Concrete barriers, tanks, and soldiers were posted around the city. In the remote outskirts, along the broad mesas and flats surrounding the DQ, the tires of military 4x4s on patrol had worn deep grooves into the soft sand.
Now, again, you know, having a newborn, you can have that sense of isolation, but that just sounds so cut off.
Yeah, you kind of couldn't be more remote. The DQ is this huge new project built for all the embassies when they moved them from Jeddah to Riyadh, and it was on the far edge of the city, and we'd see coyotes, and we'd hear strange movements of vehicles. It was a scary place to live.
So I got to ask you, obviously, you're both journalists, and you're both attracted to things that other people might run away from ordinarily. Still, though, you're in a family way, and you go to the Middle East. Are you nuts?
Yeah, that's a completely fair question. And I have to tell you that the birth of our child completely changed me. Once Loretta was born, my nerves got a little shot. I found myself worrying more and seeing some of the dangerous or perhaps adventurous, if you want to be charitable, things we used to do. I was no longer attracted to them because I had this like little tiny, beautiful human being who needed us.
I know like a lot of people, myself included, when you become a parent, when you become a dad, you talk about that switch that kind of flips. You start to worry about stuff a lot more. But for you, in your case, you're actually in a place, a very unstable part of the world. You actually have a lot more stuff to worry about than most new dads.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I was so kind of humiliated by all the simple things I had to do, like getting the internet to work, and when the water ceased working for 7 days and we were using cloth diapers, and just figuring out what to do with my daughter's dirty diapers in Istanbul. At the same time, Tahrir Square in Egypt is exploding, and there are these exhilarating, wonderful things that I feel tangentially a part of, but my duties at the end of the day were to make sure this like 1-year-old was like happy and learning how to walk and clean and safe and warm.
Right. And well, you know, and it flips that, obviously it flips that traditional gender dynamic. We're of a generation of men. we're supposed to be okay with that kind of thing.
And it was, you know, it was interesting. Like I have a group of friends back in like Brooklyn and Manhattan who are, you know, sort of embracing and loving that new role. It's kind of that new dad, that new sincerity, that sense that like there's glory and fellowship in being the dad at the playground. Meanwhile, I'm in Istanbul, where I go to the historic square that's 4,000 years old, and I'm surrounded by Turkish people who look at me with genuine concern, because generally speaking, to be a man alone with your daughter again and again during the day is to have someone look at you and think, oh, that's so sad that your wife is dead, because that's the only possible explanation for the fact that you are in public with your daughter during the day, again and again.
When you came back to America, did you have any sense of culture shock? Were there things that made America seem weird now?
Yeah, when we first came back, I think there was a sense for all three of us that to live abroad is to exist in a box, and you have all these sort of rules and confines because you're a visitor. You're on a visa. To come back to America, this sense that this is ours, it's a tremendous feeling of freedom to be back in America, and a tremendous sense of, I think, like, responsibility too. Like, just to decide where Loretta goes to school is like the act of a citizen of a country. We are living our politics when we do that. Whereas when you live abroad, a lot of what you do is just sort of, it feels very light and very temporary.
As crazy and dangerous as it was, is there anything you miss about that life?
Yeah, I mean, I think all three of us, to a certain degree, miss the electricity of living next to history. It was very exciting for something major to happen and for us to gather the tribe, is what we called it. It's been difficult to downshift from that sense of being on the edge of history to just kind of a normal American life.
Nathan Doole's new book is called Friday Was the Bomb, 5 Years in the Middle East. Nathan, thank you.
Yeah, it's been nice. Thanks a lot.